me to obey the Lord. Whichever way God directed me, I've stood over and prayed and sought the Lord, tried to find God's perfect will for this service, because we want God's will in every service, right? Amen. We want God's will in every service. But as I was standing over there praying, asking the Lord what His will was and the direction for this service, I was reminded last night, after that service, I walked around to some of you young people and just trying to get to know you and be friends with you. Amen. And I know I'm totally out of the spectrum as far as, amen, being able to understand you and what you're going through. I'm an old man to you. I know that. But there ain't nobody in this building loves you any more than I do. Amen. Ain't nobody in this building loves you any more than I do. But in a joking manner, I walked around and I began to ask people, what did you come to camp for? And I wasn't wanting the spiritual answer last night. I was picking with the boys. I said, you come for the, try to meet that little girl, didn't you? Their faces turned red. With the girls, you come to meet that little boy, didn't you? And their faces turned red. And I told some of these ladies, if they see one of you boys they like, now I'll help them out. I'll point you out and call you out and get them to stand up. Introduce y'all and get this ball rolling for you. Make it a little easier for you. Amen? But the truth of the matter is, every young person under the sound of my voice come to this camp needing something from God. Way down deep in your heart before you left home, there was something in your heart and in your mind you said, I hope God can help me with this year. It's a battle in your life. It's a struggle. It's something that you've not been able to overcome. It's holding you back in your relationship with God. It's keeping you from progressing to the next level, from experiencing God the way that you want to experience Him, from knowing Him the way that you desire to know Him. It may be a boyfriend. It may be a girlfriend. It may be a relationship that you're in that you ought not be in. It may be music that you're listening to that you shouldn't be listening to. It may be things that you're watching on YouTube or Amazon or whatever it may be that you're not supposed to be watching. Amen. It may be social media and people that you've befriended on social media that you carry on conversations in a message room or a chat room that nobody else knows about. But you came hoping that God would help you with that. Felt the Holy Ghost speak to me when I knelt down in that chair and said, tonight's the night for you to get help. That burden, that chain, that bondage, that thing that you can't break free from, God said if you'll come give it to Him in this altar tonight, He'll deliver you from that. He'll set you free. This can be your night of deliverance for this youth camp. How many young people says, preacher, I got something I need God to help me with tonight? Come on, right now. Hallelujah. Come on. I'll preach 2 hours tomorrow night. Amen. To make up for not getting to preach tonight. Amen. But you say, preacher, I got something I need God to help me with. I come to camp to get help with this. I don't want to know. You ain't got to tell me. You ain't got to tell me. It may be pornography. Amen. You may have a habit that you shouldn't have. You may be slipping around behind mom and daddy and doing things that you ought not do. You say, I come to camp, believe in God. You ought to be filling this altar right now. You ought to be filling this altar. You're not that righteous, honey. Hallelujah. You're teenagers. You got battles. You better be filling this altar right now. You better be filling this altar right now. Come on, kneel. I want you to kneel tonight. Kneel. Come on. Kneel at these steps. Kneel in that floor. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Preacher, I need help. I need help tonight. I got some areas in my life. Brother Stephen preached to us this morning, beware of the lion. Amen. He plays for keeps. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. His ultimate goal is to destroy you lest you get this under the blood. Get it under control. Come on. Amen. Come on, counselors. Come on, young men, young ladies of God. Come on, moms, dads, preachers. Amen. Gather in here. Let's pray with them. Let's believe God. Let's trust God to deliver tonight. Let this be the deliverance service. service. Let this be the service that chains fall off and bondages are broken and God sets free. Come on, somebody. Let this be the service where I find the liberty of God that I've been looking for. Scripture says, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Let him do it tonight. There is a liberty in the power, the presence, and the Spirit of God. Sing, Brother. Hallelujah. Come on, counselors. Come on, men, women of God. Come on, young preachers. Hallelujah. Come on, young ladies. Get in here tonight. Pray with us. Believe God for us. Hallelujah. Let's whip that devil. Let's defeat that lie. Let's overcome him tonight. Let's gain victory tonight. That only God can bring. That only God can give us. God, I need help.
So
come on, 100%, 100%. You're either up here praying for yourself or praying for somebody else. 100%, 100% tonight. Get help from God. Come on, get help from God tonight. Get help from God tonight. Get help from God. Hallelujah. I don't know who told you. Yeah, you couldn't make it. Touch and minister in their lives. You know, now you know God knows all things, right? We're all on the same page there. Nothing's hid from God. God knows everything. I don't know why God would have me to say this in this service, but I can't get away from it, so I'm just going to put it out there and you do with it what you will. You can fool a lot of people, but you won't fool God. There's a man in the Bible that came to Jesus, and his attitude was, I got this. You know how young people are, cocky. Got everything under control. Don't worry about me. I'm not sick. I just sucked a bug or something down my throat. Don't everybody go running. Amen. Well, hallelujah. I got it. Everything's good. I'm good. Everything's good. He come to Jesus. He looked the part. He lived the part. Because Jesus said, keep the commandments. He said, oh, I've done that. I got that covered. That ain't no big deal. I've been doing that since I was a boy. You know, he's lying right there. Ain't nobody kept all the commandments. Amen. Nobody. Jesus looked past his facade. Looked past his suit and his tie. Come here, Brother Youth Pastor. I'm sorry. Your name slipped my mind. I remember faces. Don't this look like a Christian right here? Woo! You a sharp-dressed man tonight. Where's your new wife at? Woo! I heard her over there say, woo! Praise the Lord. He won't ever forgive me, Brother Gilbert. He better get to know me, though. I hang around quite a bit. Amen. And this is a good man. Amen. He loves God. But see, Jesus sees past all of this. I mean, that hair's fixed like it ought to be. That suit, that tie, and boots are shine. He looks the part. Amen. Come here. Wife. Amen. Look at there. You better say, woo, because she did for you. These are newlyweds, been married 4 weeks yesterday. They're still in love. Amen. Hallelujah. We are too. My wife looked around at me like, we are too. Amen. They looked the part. Both of you raised in church? Pastors, children? No, but raised in church. Good godly moms and dads raised in the house of God. Been there most of your life. Sunday school. Looked the part. But see, even though they looked the part to me, and I'm not throwing these on the bus. I believe this is two fine folks that love God, serve God. They look the part. But all I can see is this. But Jesus looked past his, I got this attitude. And he said, there's still something in that heart that you're not willing to let me have. There's something there that you're not willing to turn loose of. There's something there that you're not willing to give to me 100%. You're 99.9% there. But you got that little place in your life that you don't want to let God in. Amen? Everybody's got a closet in their house that nobody sees in. Amen? We have an exterminator comes by our house once a month and treats our home for bugs. And my wife, she has a fit because he goes in all the rooms. Amen. If we're not careful, you'll have one room in your heart. God, you can have all of me, but this. Somebody's wrestling with that tonight, brother. Somebody in this youth camp. Some young person is fighting it. They look good. They dress right. They act right. They walk right. They talk right. They do right. But there's a part of their life that they've not yet surrendered to God. You listen to me tonight. The Holy Ghost said for me to tell you, if you'll let him have that area in your life, he'll give you complete victory. Complete victory. Peace. Like you've never experienced. Joy, like you've never known. Happiness, like you've never had. Because there's nothing like being sold out to God 100%. Can somebody say amen? Someone asked me last night, how old were you when God called you to preach? I was 14, 15 years old when God first dealt with me to preach. I'll never forget that Sunday night. We were in a church there. We were in my father's church. He was a pastor and the young people. We were in a move of God in our youth group. God was moving tremendously. We were praying for a young lady by the name of Amy Mooney then. She's a Hawthorne now. It's amazing I can remember this because I can't hardly remember what I done yesterday. I can remember that she was standing at the altar. And we had been praying and praying. She had such a hard time getting the Holy Ghost. She sought the Holy Ghost for a year before she was ever filled with the Holy Ghost. And finally, one night, God gloriously filled her. Y'all can go down or stand up here. It don't matter. Y'all sure make me look good up here, though, if you want to stay. We're praying for her that night. And I'm telling you, we prayed. And the Holy Ghost has been all over me. And I'm sweated down and just wore out. We've been praying for over an hour, just seeking God, seeking God. I backed up and sat down on the pew just to take a breather and rest just a minute. When I sat down on that pew, I heard the voice of God say, I want you to preach my gospel. I said, no. No, sir. Not for me. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I made God all kind of promises. I promised God I'd be the best song leader any church had ever had. I promised him I'd be the best Sunday school teacher any church ever had. I promised him I'd be the best deacon any church ever had. I said, God, but I ain't preaching. I am not preaching. And I've done that for 5 years. For 5 years. And then on a Sunday night, I was 20 years old. Me and my wife had been married for a year. I don't recommend getting married that young. We were more mature than you, or we thought we were. I don't think we really was. When I asked her to marry me, we dated. She was 13, I was 14 when we started talking. Dated 5 years. I ain't even going to say it because I get in trouble every time I say it. Got married. The night I asked her to marry me, sitting on her mom and daddy's porch in the swing, I said, before you tell me yes, I'm going to tell you this is how stupid I was. I said, before you tell me you'll marry me, you know if I stay saved, I'm going to have to preach one day. Amen? That's how much I knew. A year later, on a Sunday night service, the Holy Ghost hit me. I fell out in the Spirit halfway on the front pew. If you're standing where I'm standing, looking out the congregation on the left side, front pew on that side, on that end, I'm laying halfway on the pew and halfway out, and God said, I want you to preach my gospel. I said, no, sir. He said, you'll never feel me again. I said, Lord, can I give my final answer? I take back what I said. I'll preach. I'll preach. I'll never forget. I told him, I said, I'll go to Africa if you want me to go to Africa. Just don't leave me. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. Renew in me a right spirit, David said. Take not your Holy Spirit away from me. Get me right, God. Don't leave me. Get me right, God. Don't leave me. Somebody in this house tonight, in this youth camp, whether in this service in the morning, tomorrow night, Thursday, Friday, it doesn't matter. Somebody needs to surrender all to God and say, get me right, God. Just don't leave me. Hallelujah. Don't leave me, Lord. Get me right, God. Don't leave me. Come out of that pew that night and told my daddy, I said, I want to preach. He said, next Sunday night, it's yours. I said, yes, sir. And all the joy, the happiness, the peace that flooded my soul. I'm not saying that God's calling you to preach or be a missionary or a pastor's wife or a missionary's wife or a Sunday school teacher or deacon or whatever it is that you may feel. I don't want to lead you in any direction. All I'm saying is give it all to God. Here am I, Lord. Take me. That's all he wants. Is 100% of you. Do you love the Lord tonight? Oh, I thank God for what he's done in this house. Somebody's got help. Others need to get help. Before this week's over, let God help you. Oh, I'm so encouraged. Come on, Brother Goodwin. I'm so encouraged of these children praying tonight. Our children move first. Amen. Got touched by the power, the presence, and the Spirit of God. Lift your hands one more time all over the building before Brother Goodwin comes and just worship him. Come on, let's worship him. 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 Let's worship him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's worship him tonight. Come on, worship him. 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 Worship him tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's stand and give praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody in the building, let's stand and give praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you for hearing our cry. Thank you for moving on our behalf. Thank you for working in our lives. Thank you for showing yourself real to us. Thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, your provision, your blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The psalmist says, great is the Lord and greatly. That's what it said. Greatly. Oh, hallelujah. Greatly to be praised. Amen. Oh, that we would be quick to worship him, quick to praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, my. We serve a wonderful, wonderful Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.